Tension before the first drop. Masterclass using session view. Advanced. Drum and bass in Ableton Live. Alright, in this lesson we're doing something that separates I added a riser from this drop feels inevitable. We're going to engineer tension before the first drop using session view like a performance instrument, and then record the best take into arrangement. The goal is a 32-bar pre-drop that moves in stages, gets more urgent without just getting louder, and then creates a controlled moment of space right before the drop, so the drop slaps harder. Quick assumption before we start. You already have a solid drop loop, drums, bass, and whatever the hook is. We are not designing the drop today. We are designing the runway into it. Here's the mindset shift. Don't think more layers equals more tension. Think in energy lanes. Four lanes. First, the transient lane. Kicks, snares, hats, anything with attack. Second, the low-end lane. Sub and that 120 to 250 weight that makes drum and bass feel physical. Third, the noise and air lane, top end hiss, rides, reverb top, all that excitement that doesn't necessarily add mud. And fourth, the pitch lane, the hook notes, vocal chops, bass motif hints. Your job over 32 bars is to decide which lane is allowed to peak in each 8-bar block. If every lane is maxed the whole time, the listener has nowhere to go, and the drop can't arrive. We want a curve. Let's set up Ableton so this is fast. Set your tempo to the zone you actually produce in. For most ENB, 172 to 176 BPM. Now in session view, organize tracks like a performance grid. Make a drums group with kick, snare, hats or break, percussion, and a fills track. Make a bass group with sub, mid or res, and any FX bass. Then music for pads, stabs, hook, vocal chops. Then an FX group for risers, downlifters, impacts, noise. Then your return tracks. These are your tension multipliers. You're going to build a lot of anticipation just by increasing sends and removing lows at the right time. Return A, a short reverb, about 1 second decay, a little predelay, and high pass it around 250 Hz so it doesn't cloud the build. Return B, a long throw reverb. Hybrid reverb is perfect. 4 to 8 seconds, predelay 20 to 40 milliseconds, high pass around 300, and make it fully wet, because it's a return. This is your height button. Return C, a delay if you want it. Echo at a quarter note or dotted eighth. Feedback 25 to 40, high pass around 300. Again, we're keeping low end clean. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That means when you launch scenes, everything stays DJ tight. Later, for quick fills, we'll temporarily go smaller, but for now keep it at 1 bar. Now we're building 4 scenes. Each scene is 8 bars. That's your 32-bar pre-drop, and it stays phrased like a DJ mix, so it feels natural in drum and bass. Name your scenes like this. Stage 1, hint. Stage 2, pressure. Stage 3, lift. Stage 4, cliff pre-drop. And set most clips to 8 bars so they loop predictably while you perform. Stage 1, hint. The job here is to establish the groove but hold back the payoff. On drums, keep it reduced. Kick and snare, light hats. Maybe a filtered break layer if you want texture, but not full jungle chaos yet. On bass, either keep the sub minimal or totally muted. If you tease the mid bass, keep it filtered down, like it's behind a door. On music, think atmosphere and micro hooks. A pad, a tiny vocal chop, maybe one stab that suggests the vibe without giving away the whole phrase. On FX, a quiet noise bed or a very subtle riser. Nothing that screams build yet. We're implying momentum, not announcing it. Practical move. Put an auto filter on your drums group. Low pass 24 dB mode. Set it so it's barely doing anything at first, like 14 to 18k. Drive low, 0 to 2 dB. The reason we do this early is psychological. You're giving yourself something you can close later. Tension is often just you slowly taking away clarity. Now stage 2, pressure. This is where density goes up and space goes down. A hat ticks, ghost snares, perk loops. Bring in a break layer for that classic drum and bass motion, but keep it controlled so it doesn't steal the snare. Introduce call and response on the bass mids. Still not full weight. The listener should feel like the bass is trying to speak, but you keep interrupting it. On the drums group, a classic bus chain works well. Drum bus into glue compressor. With drum bus, drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 for byte. Be careful with boom in the build. If boom makes the pre-drop feel too thick, your drop loses contrast. Then glue compressor, just kissing it. 2 to 1 ratio, 3 millisecond attack. Release on auto and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We want it glued, not smashed. A nice tension trick here is adding a tiny metallic edge. Corpus on a hat or perk at 5 to 15% wet can make the groove feel sharper without needing more volume. That's one of the best advanced tension moves. Increase perceived urgency with tone, not level. Now stage 3, lift. This is where you start telling the listener, emotionally, we're going somewhere. The big concept in stage 3 is sub management. In drum and bass, the drop impact is largely the sub returning. So in the lift, we gradually restrict the low end, even if the rest is getting busier. On your bass group, add utility. Make bass mono on. Map the gain to a macro so you can dip it quickly. Then add an auto filter you can use to high pass or low pass depending on the vibe. Now start high passing the bass group slightly during this stage. You can start around 25 to 40 HE, and by the end of stage 3 you might be creeping up towards 60, even 90 HE, depending on your tune. You're not trying to make it thin, you're trying to make the low end feel like it's being pulled out from under the listener. Then add motion to the atmosphere. Auto pan on pads is great. Rate half note or one bar, amount 20 to 40%. Keep it classy, this is height, not dizziness. And gradually send more to the long reverb return. Return B. Long verb equals height, but keep it high passed so your mix doesn't collapse. Coach note here, do a translation check in mono at low volume. Seriously, toggle utility mono on the master and turn your monitor down. If the lift still feels like it's rising, that means your tension is coming from rhythm and expectation. If it dies, you are relying on width and loudness. Map a mono toggle so you can check it quickly. Now stage 4, cliff. This is where advanced arrangement earns its money. The goal is maximum tension, and then a deliberate hole right before drop 1. The hole is the pro move. Bass equals impact. Core moves in stage 4, start reducing kick presence in the last couple bars, or remove it completely. Build a snare roll that accelerates. Do big reverb throws on the last vocal or snare hits. Close filters on the mix, but don't do it too early. And in the last bar, we do an airlock moment. Remove low end and narrow stereo briefly. Let's build the snare roll in a way that's super playable from session view. Make a snare build track. Create 3 clips you can trigger as you approach the end. Clip 1, 8th notes, and make it 2 bars long. Clip 2, 16th notes, 1 bar long. Clip 3, 32nd notes, just the last half bar. When you perform, you launch them in order as you reach the end of stage 4. And yes, you can temporarily set quantization smaller if you need to catch those moments. But try to keep the overall phrasing bar accurate. On that snare build track, put an EQ8 high pass around 150 to 250 HC so it doesn't add mud. If it needs presence, a little boost at 2 to 5K, then a saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. And for the final hits, push reverb hard. Either a direct reverb device or slam the send to return B. Now the whole last beat, or last half bar, you remove most of the drums, the sub and low mids, and you narrow the stereo, but it needs a cue so it doesn't sound like you made a mistake. That cue can be a reverse cymbal, a vocal consonant, a tiny noise chirp, or a muted rim shot. Something that says, this was intentional. Here's how to do it cleanly in session view without drawing automation, by hand for an hour. Make a dedicated control track. It can be an audio track with no input. The point is it holds automation clips. On your master, create a tension rack, an audio effect rack with 4 macros. Macro 1, a low pass filter frequency like auto filter LP12, going from 20K down to maybe 200 HC. Macro 2, width. Using utility, map it from like 120% down to somewhere between 0 and 60%. Macro 3, a reverb throw control. You can map send knobs on key tracks so one macro pushes the throw on your vocal or snare. Macro 4, a volume dip, map to utility gain. Be careful with this. It's powerful, but easy to overdo. Now in your pre-drop kill clip on the control track, draw automation envelopes for those macros. So in the last beat, the low pass closes, width collapses, bass and drums dip, and the throw blooms. Then at the drop, everything snaps back. Use that rack sparingly. The point is a brief, intentional choke, not a long filter sweep that makes the listener bored. Now let's make session view actually worth it. Variations. For each stage, build A and B versions of key clips. Hats A might be straight 16ths. Hats B might be shuffled with an occasional open. Break A might be filtered, high passed at 300 to 600 so it's mostly texture. Break B might be full range but sidechained to the kick so it stays clean. If you sidechain the break with Ableton's compressor, enable sidechain, choose the kick as input, ratio around 4 to 1, attack 3 to 10 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Now you can perform the build by swapping clips. You're basically DJing your own tension curve. Advanced move, follow actions. For build sections, set hats, noise, or percussion clips to follow action next every 1 or 2 bars. That gives you micro variation hands-free while you focus on the big moves like filters, sends, and mutes. Keep those follow action clips in their own little group, so you can disable them instantly if it gets too busy. Another advanced move, a micro fill launcher row. Make a dedicated fill track with 1 beat and 2 beat clips, a snare flom, a reversed snare into a hit, a tom triplet, a break slice. When you want to play them, temporarily drop global quantization to a half bar or a quarter, trigger like a drummer, then put global quantization back to 1 bar so you don't derail your structure. Now the key workflow step, performance automation, hit arrangement record, then launch scenes in order, stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, while you do that, perform, close the drum filter slightly across stages, high pass the bass gradually in stage 3 and 4, push the long reverb throw on the last vocal or snare hit, narrow width in the final bar, add tiny mute moments, in DNB, micro dropouts are gold because they create that lean forward instinct. Then go to arrangement view and listen back. Keep the best take. This is how you avoid over-editing too early. Session view keeps you in a creative, reactive mindset. You're capturing vibe and tension, not drawing perfect lines. Now let's talk about pre-drop subtraction, because this is where the drop gets its size. In the last 1 to 2 bars before drop 1, remove sub. High pass bass up to 80 or even 120 Hz briefly, depending on how aggressive you want it. Remove the kick. Narrow stereo to 50% or less. Increase reverb tail, then decide whether you want to hard cut that reverb at the drop for a clean punch, or let it smear slightly for a more ravey impact. Both are valid. Just choose deliberately. At the drop, bring back full width, full sub, full transients. No filter, no weird limiter pumping, no leftover pre-drop mud. That contrast is the slap. A couple common mistakes to avoid while you build this. 1. Constant energy. This audio version is shortened for playback.